praise be Jesus Christ. After celebrating the members of the Church triumphant yesterday with the Feast of All Saints, today we celebrate the members of the Church suffering. Those who have died in God's grace, yet with their love for God still imperfect. It's always good to remember that the distinguishing factor for every soul that dies is whether or not he's in the state of grace. He who dies in the state of grace is saved. And he who dies without God's grace in unrepented mortal sin is damned. Now, there are those souls who die in God's grace, but, as I said, with still some disordered attachment to creatures, because every sin, venial sins, implies a disordered attachment to creatures from which the soul must be purified in order to see God face to face and enter into his kingdom. As the scripture says, nothing impure shall enter heaven. It's an interesting thing sometimes when you ask Catholics, do you want to become a saint? And some of them respond, well, no, sainthood isn't really for me. That's for priests or religious. In any case, I'm not a fanatic, you know. And then you ask them, well, do you want to go to heaven? Of course I want to go to heaven. But do we realize that only the saints go to heaven? And this day that we celebrate today reminds us of that fact. Only the saints get into heaven. And so we need to purify our love in this life by our prayers, sacrifices, above all, or all of these things, our good works, vivified by charity. And if we don't do it in this life, God does it for us in the next, by the purifications experienced in purgatory. As the Catechism explains, purgatory is a state of final purification after death and before entrance into heaven for those who died in God's friendship, that is, with God's grace, but were only imperfectly purified in this life. Another thing that this day reminds us of is the communion of the saints. The fact that we're all united in the church triumphant in heaven, the church suffering in purgatory, and the church militant on earth. We're all united. And that we, the wayfarers, the members of the church militant, can exercise charity towards those souls who are being purified in purgatory. And that's why the church allows today for every priest to celebrate three masses. This is an exception. We can celebrate three masses today, and we're encouraged to do so. And there's also an indulgence attached to the visit to the cemeteries and saying prayers, certain prayers for the dead, with the normal conditions attached to the gaining of indulgences. And so all of this reminds us of the communion of the saints, that we're all united and that we can still help our brothers and sisters who are suffering the purifications in purgatory. And so let's just take this day to renew our resolve to become saints, to perfect our charity in this life so that once it's over, we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. And we can start by perfecting our charity, by exercising our charity today for the poor souls in purgatory, by offering our prayers and sacrifices for their purification and speedy entrance into heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ.